This is Bud Riley, Chum Contemporary News, brought to you by Public Optical. It's 1 o'clock.
Public Optical's outdoor signs look great, but why are they so big?
They're for people who need glasses. Glasses the same day. Public Optical, 69 Queen East.
The three Apollo 10 astronauts return to Houston, Texas today. First, they're getting a festive reception at Pango Pango in the South Pacific, the first land their feet have touched since they went around the moon in an 8-day trip. A jury in Decatur, Georgia, has found Gary Crist guilty of kidnapping and burying alive a Florida millionaireess. Crist got life in prison. He was found guilty of burying alive Barbara Jane Mackel after he kidnapped her from a hotel room where she was staying with her mother. Thousands of students on several University of California campuses have staged a boycott of their classes to protest against the use of police and National Guardsmen to quell disorders in Berkeley. In Sacramento, 10,000 students and sympathizers marched near the state capitol. Sunday, the Episcopal Bishop of California called Governor Ronald Reagan a warmonger for his reaction to the Berkeley demonstrations over a so-called People's Park. China is accusing Moscow of using nuclear blackmail to win territorial claims along the Sino-Russian border, but a Peking radio broadcast says Russia will be wiped out if it initiates any war against the Chinese people. China, 2 days ago, agreed to discuss the border situation with Moscow if Russia would first stop shelling the area. Both countries are disputing ownership of an island north of the Sea of Japan. Nigeria says it has evidence that Biafran commandos killed 11 European oilmen in a raid on a camp earlier this month. 29 have been reported missing and 18 are known to be prisoners of the Biafrans. Nigeria and Biafra have been battling over Biafra's succession bid for almost 2 years now. The Norwegian freighter Prometheus is due in Halifax Harbor this morning, towing with it the burning ship Varro Keno Adventurer. 29 crew members of the Greek ship were picked up by the Prometheus Saturday night, 3 hours after they abandoned their burning vessel. Heavy fog has kept the two ships out at sea. The Canadian Association of Broadcasters, representing 286 radio stations, 54 TV stations, and the CTV network, says any government prohibition of cigarette advertising on radio and TV would be ineffective and discriminatory. President of the CAB, Raymond Chacrepo, says banning cigarette advertising would be equivalent to plugging one hole while leaving many other outlets running, like newspapers, weekly publications, billboard, direct mail, telephone directories, catalogs, and store displays, and so on. Plus, he says, 90% of Canadian people receive United States radio and TV advertising. To keep Canadians from seeing or hearing it from the States would require a fantastic jamming operation along the border. And he says the experts in jamming operations don't live on this side of the ocean.
Public Optical puts the back into life. So when you see something worth looking at,
you'll be glad you're wearing new glasses from Public Optical. And if you happen to be staring at something you shouldn't be staring at, and you bump into something or somebody...
Owie! Ooh, hurt!
You'll be glad for the insurance against breakage that comes with every complete set of glasses from Public Optical. You'll also get a written money-back guarantee. You should see the snazzy frames at Public Optical, too. Frames, frames, and more frames. They're up to their eyeballs in frames. All types, styles, and colors. Perfect for every personality, girl watchers included. So if you want a little of that
for yourself, you'll get it. Public Optical is the place for good lookers to go. Whether you want lenses for looking or frames for being looked at, visit Public Optical, 69 Queen East, anytime before 9, Saturdays between 9 and 6, Sundays from noon to 6 p.m.
Chum News, brought to you by Public Optical.
1050 Chum Weather.
Frost warning for tonight in low-lying areas. Clear and cool, too, at the risk of frost. A day, sunny. Few cloudy intervals, a little warmer, too, with a high of 65 degrees. And Wednesday also looks sunny and warmer. In Toronto, it's 46 degrees on the Hal Weaver Show. This is Bud Riley, Chum Contemporary News.
1050 Chum.